Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship...
Mele.
...Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good health,
to seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith, the international
call. Hail,
away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Konnichiwa. Bitches, we is back for the last week of Japanese, people. Yes, it's a Tuesday time to master a language, and we have come to the end of the Japanese rainbow. I don't know if there is one, but we at the end of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is spreading!
We're coming to the light, motherfucker. Anyway, we over here live, you know what I'm saying, it's going down, happy Tuesday, Steve. Get this thing working, you know what I'm saying, we is back, and still mastering that language, you know. And you're in the building with your host, Cap Smell, so good. Damn, I gotta go holler at DJ Storm, man. You gotta call my dog DJ Storm, man, I be forgetting, man. You gotta call out and reach good people. Storms. All right, y'all, hold on, people. I'm calling my homeboy real quick. I'm the hell? Some bitch won't motherfucking click over. Alright, well, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? But y'all know we talking about Japanese, you know what I'm saying? This is the last language of the day. We'll be getting into covering everything from the numbers to the alphabet. I think I did alphabet. And a meeting and greet, we'll go straight through it. And we'll cover, you know, how to catch a cab and some stuff like that, and then we'll be wrapping that up. Of course, you know what we do right here. Hold on, walk over here. Oh, let me know.
Tonight.
Well, okay, and yeah. So what's happening is, you know, we're going to get into a little music. And, of course, you know what I'm saying? And then we'll get into, mastering the language. It's real.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record right.
DJ Quest.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready.
Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Plus the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breath.
Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits. chill, never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory.
Where else can you get that?
Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Wow, that shit was better than...
Avon calling.
Oh.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You know, SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
It is a good day to die.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm sitting here watching the goddamn 50 fucking first episode of the motherfucking Ghostbusters. You know what I'm saying? This shit's crazy. Shouts out to Easy Rider, man. Y'all check him out on www.biz66.com. You know what I'm saying? Got some good specials going on. Bidding don't start till 3 o'clock, goddammit. So let me try and sit y'all punk ass there and think you're going to get in there early while the motherfucking show is on. You might as well listen to the goddamn show. And after the motherfucking show is over, yeah, to get your ass on over there. And once the floodgates open, get ready to lose all your goddamn bids because you sons of bitches don't know how to bid anyway. It's going down. So, shouts out to the early bird, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Jaime Garcia. You know what I'm saying, big ups to all the Texans, you know, all my exes, smoking weed in Texas, You know what I'm saying? If you ain't, I don't know what the you was doing. You know what I'm saying? What the you was doing. And, yeah. So, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, bitches. I need to get some Japanese comedy up in here. What the fuck? You ain't never seen a Japanese comedian and shit. You know what I mean? As I got some Japanese comedians, man. Hold on, y'all. God damn it. If it's all about Japan, we need some Japanese comedians. Tokusaku Waku. Let's see. A Japanese comedian. Yeah, motherfucker ain't never looked up a Japanese comedian before, huh? I don't even remember seeing a Japanese comedian. Let's see. Learn Japanese lessons with Japanese comedians. Wow. Okay. Let's see. A Japanese, we're on Japanese Pod 101. This is an audio blog. Oh, yeah. They give you a free lifetime account.
About children. It's all you hear in this country. Children. Help the children. What about the children? Save the children. You know what I say? Fuck the children. Fuck them. They're getting entirely too much attention. And I know what you're thinking. You say, Jesus, he's not going to attack children, is he? Yes, he is. He's going to attack children. And remember, this is Mr. Conductor talking. I know what I'm talking about. And I also know all you single dads and soccer moms who think you're such fucking heroes aren't going to like this, but somebody's got to tell you for your own good, your children are overrated and overvalued. You've turned them into little cult objects. You have a child fetish, and it's not healthy. And don't give me that weak shit. Well, I love my children. Fuck you. Everybody loves their children. Doesn't make you special. John Wayne Gacy loved his children. Kept them all right out in the yard near the garage. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is this constant mindless yammering in the media, this neurotic fixation that somehow everything has to be revolved around children. It's completely out of balance. Listen, there are a couple of things about kids you have to remember. First of all, they're not all cute, okay? In fact, if you look at them close, some of them are rather unpleasant looking. And a lot of them don't smell too good either. The little ones in particular seem to have a kind of urine and sour milk combination or something. Stay with me on this. The longer you, sooner you face it, the better off you're going to be. Second premise, not all children are smart and clever. Got that? Kids are like any other group of people. A few winners, a whole lot of losers. There are a lot of loser kids out there who simply aren't going anywhere. And you can't save them all. You can't save them all. You got to let them go. You got to cut them loose. You got to stop overprotecting them because you're making them too soft. Today's kids are way too soft. For one thing, there's too much emphasis on safety. Child-proof medicine bottles and fireproof pajamas, child restraints and car seats and helmets, bicycles, skateboard, baseball helmets. Kids have to wear helmets now for everything but jerking off. Grown-ups have taken all the fun out of being a kid just to save a few thousand lives. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. What's happening is... All right, what's happening, you know what it is? These baby boomers, these soft, fruity baby boomers, are raising an entire generation of soft, fruity kids who aren't even allowed to have hazardous toys, for Christ's sake. Hazardous toys. Shit, whatever happened to natural selection, survival of the fittest? The kid who swallows too many marbles doesn't grow up to have kids of his own. Simple as that. Simple. Nature. Nature knows best. We're saving entirely too many lives in this country of all ages. Nature should be allowed to do its job of killing off the weak and sickly and ignorant people without interference from airbags and batting helmets. Just think of it as passive eugenics, okay? Now, here's another example of overprotection. Did you ever notice on the TV news, every time some guy with an AK-47 strolls onto a schoolyard and kills three or four kids and a couple of teachers, the next day, the school is overrun with counselors and psychiatrists and grief counselors and trauma therapists trying to help the children cope. Shit, when I was in school, someone came to our school and killed three or four of us. We went right on with our arithmetic. 35 classmates minus 4 equals 31. We were tough. I say if kids can handle the violence at home, they ought to.
You're trying to smoke weed and motherfucking comedy just cut off on you. Don't you hate that shit? About to give him an award just for the cutoff, but I ain't gonna do that. You know why? Cause,
new white people. You can't scare these white people. I tried. Rolled up on them. Boom! The hell is wrong with you? Those days are over.
I'm glad that, you know, like we're doing a show here by Howard, you know, and you see like white people come out, and that's good. One thing I'm seeing, you'll be walking down the street and you'll see like a group of black dudes walking. Not just any old black dude. We're talking, you know, thugs. Talking, you know, that'd be some thugs. And in the group, they got like one or two, sometimes as many as three white guys would be with them. You ever seen this shit? Well, let me tell you something about those white guys. Those white guys are the most dangerous motherfuckers in them groups. Well, it's true. It's true, man. There ain't no telling what they've done to get them black dudes respect. Well, them black dudes have seen them do some wild shit, I'll tell you that. I've been trying to tell brothers that. Every group of brothers should have at least one white guy in it. I'm serious, for safety. Because when the shit goes down, somebody's going to need to talk to the police. I mean, that's when that white friend comes in handy. Uh-oh, Ernie, you want to get this one? Come on now. Do something.
All right. Oh. God damn it. All right, check this out, people. Let's go ahead and get off into it. You know what I'm saying? Today's lesson is, Japanese and...
Timmy!
get this thing started. And there we go. Y'all can go to www.byki.com. Make sure you download the software. And you follow along. You know what I'm saying? 813-425. Y'all is live up in the building. You know what I'm saying? Live on Start Your Smelly Fries. It's going down. All right, here we go. Let me log in. All right, what's up, callers? God damn it, ain't nobody going to sit up.
What you got for me today, baby?
Sorry, I cussed out.
What are we learning to say now?
Well, I got to switch it up. We got to do a review. You know what I'm saying? We got to do a quick review, and then we're going, what the fuck we ain't learned? The days of the week, meeting and greeting. I thought I said taking a taxi cab.
Sayonara.
Get your ass in the cab. Yeah, there we go. Takeyoki, goddammit. Takeyoki. All right, so we learning Japanese, you know what I'm saying? We live right here. It's Regular Game Radio with your host, Cam Smell, so motherfucking good. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of TAMPA, 81 Trey. Trey folks, y'all already know what we do. And shouts out to Easy Rider, Goofy Bone, Heavenland, Jaime Garcia. Represent all sides, Pennsylvania, San Jose, Washington, Texas, Florida. And, yeah, we're doing what they do. What the hell is Bombadirchi? Oh, Bombadirchi. What the fuck is that? It's Arrivederci.
Arrivederci?
No. Yeah. Smelly, UFOs exist. Review this. All right, well, who don't know they don't exist? Anyway, that's not today's show. All right, check this out. Get into Taxi Cab, then we're going to get into the review. We're going to cover the Taxi Cab, then we'll get into the review. Cover the Taxi Cab, get into the review. All right. First word is fair. You know, you pay a motherfucker fair like most motherfucking niggas in town, but you know what I'm saying? We don't. You know what I'm saying? Get up in that motherfucker. Yeah, let me get a ride 33rd. Niggas stay on 34th and shit. Jump out. Thank you. Pay your five. Fuck that.
Takeyoki.
Spell TAKUSHI RYOU. K-I-N. Takeyoki. Alright, man, fuck the general. Advertising for your motherfucking man. Paying cheap insurance. Y'all to watch yourself getting that old motherfucking fly by night insurance, too. Nah, man, I got a dog that hook you up with $49, man. He get you the whole year for $49. Yeah. Fuck around, get pulled over your ass, going to motherfucking jail. What? And out of $49. Stop that shit. All right, here we go. Moving on. All right. Which most of y'all don't care when y'all travel anyways. You know what I'm saying? But a goddamn overnight pouch. You know what I'm saying? Which you should be having luggage. But here you go. All right. Nimotsu. Woo! I know I heard that somewhere. N-I-M-O-T-S-U. Nimotsu. Just to let you motherfuckers know,
shut the fuck up! You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker!
Oh. Golly, that's...
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Yeah. Talk to me like that,
Timmy!
Yo. How we do it up, yeah. Keeping it moving. And Kawasaki to all y'all Japanese people that's listening in. Yeah, Kawasaki to you, Toyota. Yeah, I don't know if that really means something, but shit, I'm not trying to go to Japan and find
all of them.
All right, we got Nomotsu. Luggage, Nomotsu. Okay. 813, you got your hand up. What you got your hand up for?
Going on.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Hola.
Is he on the ship?
Papi.
Is he all aboard?
Hola. ¿Cómo está? ¿Y usted?
¿Qué Hello.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, bitches. No, I only hear you.
Can you hear me?
No, I only hear you.
Oh, this KG, man. What's going on?
Oh, goddamn, boy. Why you about to get a war sitting on this motherfucker like that? Boy, I'm going to give you a motherfucking war. Goddamn, KG.
I didn't hear what you were saying and shit. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Oh. You interrupting today's lesson. You know what I'm saying? We learned the Japanese. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. K Chiseled up in the motherfucking field with a song. Yeah, I know I got a song.
What's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? We just, you know what I'm saying, uploaded our videos up on YouTube. You feel me? Facebook and MySpace. Asswood. You feel me? He got an official music video just got done last night. You feel me? Shout out to Asswood. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
He's doing his thing.
Bring on Mr. Wood up in here. I'm going to be the konnichiwa.
Good day to you. Kui mada. Me, goddammit.
Kalamua. Barigani. Barigani.
Down the middle.
Yeah. Right. I'm that type of sentimental. Man. Hey, get a promo once again for, hold on, let me get some promo music going on. Let me get some promo music going on.
Promo.
There you go. Go ahead and get a promo for the new little movie out. What's going on?
That's what it is.
Hey, Smelly, man. That's shout out to my nigga KG, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, I ain't asking no motherfucking shout out. I say shout out to goddamn DVD of movie that's out. Video.
That's next, man. The boy toy video coming next.
Not the goddamn boy toy, man. The new video out.
Oh, no. But the new video watch. It's not one of the singles.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Alright, we're going to try this again.
Okay.
Let's try this again. Now I'm asking you about your project that you got going on.
Oh, okay.
There we go. I guess I had to put another swag on. There you go.
I like this.
All right, what's the new project we got going on? KG, would you tell us we got a new YouTube video? What is it? What is it talking about? What is it?
That you want.
What's going on there?
Sometimes you got to look at the things you got. Okay, it's the chapter one mixtape. I got a song called Watch off my first mixtape, man. That's my very first mixtape. It's an independent video directed by KG the Beast, the motherfucking Beast. We shot it yesterday, man. It's a good look. It's already up and getting views. Y'all make sure y'all check it out on my channels, on my MySpace, on Facebook. It's the beginning of, you know, it's the last thing for me, you know what I mean? Just doing different shit, you know what I'm saying? 08, it was all about doing open mics and shows. 09 was mixtapes and DVDs. 2010 is movies, independent movies and independent music videos, man. And I just feel like I set goals and doing everything I can to reach them. So that was one of my last goals before the year was up. I wanted to get the people an independent video, so hooked up my nigga KG, man, and came through, man. It's the beginning, man. I'm about to shoot a video for all my singles I had.
Well, now you
Boy,
say the song
Jumping, Feel Good. Some videos
for the song called Why.
Check them out.
You said the videos for the song called Why?
Yeah, the name of the video I just shot was called Watch. It's on my YouTube channel. Yeah, it's called Watch. You know what I'm saying? It's a concept joint. You know, just something that people can relate to. Called Watch, you know, not as in watch on your wrist, but watch as in motherfucker watching.
This thing,
you know what I mean?
All right, hold on. Watch.
Watch. WATCH. And I ain't talking about the thing on your wrist. I'm talking about the eyes.
See what
you know,
we got here.
Talking about some cats in New York leaving comments and Harlem leaving comments and shit. That's for y'all motherfuckers. Watch. I've been talking about this shit back on my first mixtape, and, you know, it is what it is. So if they mad, I'm really going to give them something to be mad about when they see that video. Yeah, shout out to Party
Who's the nigga with the bird chat?
What you say?
Who's the nigga with the bird chat? Oh, my bad. Damn, Ash, I ain't see you there. My bad.
Well, it's not referred to nobody. That's just for all the people that watch. You know, it's
everybody
relate to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll fuck with you. I'm on board, goddammit. Here we go.
There you go.
Chillin'. Your boy Ash Wood. No sleep entertainment. We're gonna have some fun today. Don't do what I do, man.
I'm pleasing y'all.
Like
this is goddamn WDG radio exclusive right here. Straight ghetto style. Message to everybody out there, make a motherfucking video. Shit. Hey, watch you, motherfuckers. You know, just be throwing in your videos and shit. So fuck. Hey, yeah. You know, then now you beefing and shit. You know, you promoting this nigga in your video. Y'all beefing and shit. Kind of shit.
That nigga shit.
That would have been crazy what it did today.
Yeah.
Pre-video with goddamn Props out them niggas and shit. Then they coming. Do the freestyle battle and start selling out like that. Like, what kind of shit is that?
But it's all good, because, you know what I'm saying, we just started making videos, so it's going to get better, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep clicking on shit and just making this shit a lot better, you feel me? More clips, more everything, man.
Oh, yeah, that's all you do.
It's going to get better, you know what I'm saying? It's going to get better.
Get that learning experience, man. Get that learning.
Exactly. You got to learn with one clip, then you start the two, and then you keep going until you got like 1,000 clips. And you just keep switching it up. Everybody going to be hating. And that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? We want people to hate. They're going to be like, we on our grind because that's what we're doing. We're doing different shit. People in the hood ain't doing videos yet. All they doing is little blogs and, you know what I'm saying, trying to battle other people. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We doing the shit. But, man, we rather do videos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, everything about exposure, everything is necessary. I mean, you need everything. Shit. You need to sell your goddamn music. It's the most important thing. And in order for you to sell your music, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you got to motherfucking get it out there, get people, you know what I'm saying, knowing who you is, knowing what you about, knowing your sound.
Word up.
And
doing
push
big things,
shit.
Man.
By 2011, we're going to get our game up on those videos, man. We're going to have about 1,000 videos. Now, hold on, I rephrased that. We're doing this shit now. This is 2010. We're doing it already. By 2011, we're going to be doing some other shit in 2011. Like, before this year's up, man, every single I had, the boxer, feel good, compromise, turn up the swag, keep up, jumping, foot and door, boy toy, all the things I got, Pyrex. The video will be posted this year. Before this year's up, them videos will be done, man. We be trying to take it to a whole nother level, dog. It's about time. We ain't got time to bullshit. So that's what we're doing, man. Them videos.
I thought you said that you was done with the project this year, man.
Yeah, like, I
next, this year coming up, this when everything's supposed to be popping off, man. Everything's supposed to be popping off. Everything's supposed to be legit. Everything's going to be all.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. I'm just excited, man. I just feel like I accomplished another goal and, you know, taking baby steps, you know what I mean? Like, accomplish this, get this done, that done. And it's about time, man. I feel like, you know, I'm to that level in my career where it's like, man, it's only right. So we're about to shoot a video for all them singles, man, and just push them shit.
Matter of fact, we're going to shoot a video today.
I didn't really want to put it out there like that. Like, we working, man. Like, Snowson, because you already know, man, we working, man. We working. Doing what we got to do. Doing this battle shit. You know what I'm saying? Doing this open mic shows, doing videos, doing DVDs. We working, man. Like, it's a lot of hard work. All you artists, independent artists out there, the best advice I can give you is, if you want something done, do it yourself, man. Like, because ain't nobody going to promote you like you at the end of the day. So, you know, we just doing it, man. We just trying to come up, man. We hungry. We doing this shit independent. If we start making money, then we won't need a major. We need people supporting us and downloading our music and clicking, leaving views, leaving some comments. And, you know, I got a chance to see the Brandon Sky Ashford battle uploaded by DJ Smell So Good. That shit beats hard. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate all the help, man. We need all the help we can get. We coming together, man. It's unity. It's hard, so hard to get unity nowadays. You feel me? Niggas got kids. You know what I mean? So niggas trying to do grown man shit and just take it to a whole another level, man. Whole another level, man. Word up.
What's up? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Well, congratulations on the video. You know what I'm saying?
I had a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
I'm allowed to say that in Japanese. But congratulations. Goddamn Kawasaki to you, shit. There you go. Shit.
Absolutely.
And since we got Mr. Ashwell on the phone, what the hell is the damn...
Okay, AWOL want to smoke a blunt real quick. You want to talk to you? You want to go to McDonald's, stop at AWOL, and then go like that? Let's go like that.
We can do that.
Come on, we out.
These niggas here. Right back at y'all. Y'all about to...
shit up like that. You need to stop fronting. I got the same jump man. We got the same jump man. We got the same jump man. We got the same jump man. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like that. You need to stop fronting. I got the same jump man. We got the same jump man. We got the same jump man. You know we got the same jump man. We rockin' with Ashwood, back like I never left. In a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Study my style, just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push out their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come, it's just the preview. Now you gotta start, cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think, they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shiesty, you don't gotta like me. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got the same jumping, we got the same jumping. We got the same jumping, you know we got the same jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got the same jumping, we got the same jumping. We got the same jumping, you know we got the same jumping. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F you pay me, now you feeling wavy. I took you to the next level, don't try to play me. Show you how to grind, go do this kid blindfold. Keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play, used to play with your own kids. If I start trapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class, still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to get their ass a facial. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got the same jumping, we got the same jumping. We got the same jumping, you know we got the same jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got the same jumping, we got the same jumping. We got the same jumping, you know we got the same jumping.
Y'all make sure y'all look out for the album. Black Man Gone Wild on Japanese. You know what I'm saying? I'm just bullshitting. All right, let's get on back to the beam real quick. That was like so long to the master.
Hey, you heard me, Smelly? I said, shout out to DJ Smell So Good, just off the motherfucking head. This nigga, God bless his dead, you know, dead.
Hey, check this out, first of all. Wait, y'all got the double feedback. One of y'all got to hang up. Put your phone on mute.
Okay, go ahead.
There you go. Because you get that double feedback going on. Hold on, let me be in part-time, man.
Tonight!
There we go.
But it's too long on.
Konnichiwa.
Chinese with you now.
Hey, we got local indie artists in the building, Mr. KG and Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment.
What's going on?
DJ Party Time representing
Party Time
Club Steak and Shake and Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Wrecking the Game Radio.
Club we got down here, you know what I'm saying?
Little thumb everywhere. Yeah.
Shout out to Steak and Straight strippers out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hole in one.
Yeah, you called in just in time. That's what I'm talking about. You called in just in time. Learn some languages, people. We're going to learn some languages, people. You know what I'm saying?
I got to learn Spanish.
Oh, he did that already. We on fucking
Japan. Yeah,
you got to learn Spanish. I was telling him that shit. We been on Spanish. We done went from Spanish to African to, you know, some other shit right now.
African,
we on Arabic, Chinese, right?
Dutch, French, German, Italian, Japanese, Macedonian, Serbian, Spanish, Swahili, Thai, and Vietnamese. A little bit Australian, because Australian was mixed in with the Macedonian. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. I guarantee you somebody knows something out of every single one of the motherfucking languages. Something. I don't give a damn if it's a number, a stand, or something. If you know one thing out of each language, goddammit, you know something.
Shit. More than I gotta learn some Creole.
So who?
No, he said Creole. Damn. I don't think
Yeah. Actually, we do. I think that's what I'm gonna do next month, though, because people in the in the hood, they got a lot of Haitians in the hood, so shit, that's the next language on the map. It's Creole. Stop by say, goddamn
Creole.
Fucking right.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that'll be next month. That's next month.
Yeah.
Next month, whole month of November, Creole. We get into Creole. Stop by saying all up in this month.
Knee, goddamn.
Knee. All right, check this out. In order to take a taxi cab, anybody plan on going to Japan?
Going where?
Japan.
Shit, I'm gonna say right now, if the money is right and they the fans want us to come out there, then me, Smelly, I'm there yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what you need to know, you touch down, in Japan, you need to know a couple of things.
So when the ass blow up, we're gonna take you to Japan.
Shit.
I'm sorry, but I've been in Japan waiting for y'all motherfuckers.
I
got to bring y'all music for y'all motherfuckers to be knowing in Japan, goddammit. So,
Smelco could be networking with people all over around the world. And I do mean the world.
Wow. Smelco
good. You're a good dude, man. You're a good dude. For real, dog. Like, I appreciate everything you're doing for us, bro. Like, people don't understand, like, what a real DJ is, dog. You know what I mean? Like, you one of the first DJs I heard say, fuck Jeezy, fuck T.I., and we need that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't hating on them. It's just that's the reality.
Yeah,
like,
ain't no hating. I don't know them niggas. I don't know them niggas. I don't know. I don't know them niggas. But I'm just telling you, personally, on their status, I can give a fuck about them.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I support the indie status. I don't support that celebrity status shit. And then once you motherfuckers get there you go. And then you become friends and you don't become independent support no more. So I won't be supporting Ashwood. I won't be supporting KG. Because once y'all motherfuckers get signed, now you've crossed over to a threshold that I don't support.
Yeah,
now I support you on other projects and shit. But as far as your music, that's what the fuck they fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to advertise. You know what I'm saying? Now you got money behind you.
Burgers, a large fry, and sweet tea.
Yeah, so what the f- I know this nigga ain't ordering.
I grew a window, I get it. Yeah, that's real talk.
I know he ain't ordering no food. Did you just say, let me get a cheeseburger and large fry? Ashwood.
I got a request too, Smelly. I want to request a song too. I want to hear
I want to request. Tell the bitch, give me a motherfucking slushy.
Economical sandwich.
I need a slushy with banana twist. Shit, all goddamn order y'all motherfuckers doing. Hell.
I want to hear that I'm That Bitch by Ja Nule. That's what I need to hear. I need to hear that. I need that in my life. I'm
mad. Man,
you
need some Japanese in your life, goddammit. That's what you need. Konnichiwa, goddammit. Damn it. Y'all interrupting today's lesson, but I will play, John New. Oh, shout out to Evil Jack, you know what I'm saying? Can't give y'all a real name, but Evil Jack is in the building. And Alexander, you know what I'm saying? Look, now, let me show you how international we is. Now, we got the Netherlands. My co-host is in the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying?
Netherlands.
Now, he up in the building. And we got Singapore. We all the way in Singapore.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, country people say, you know, it's Singapore. Singapore.
Huh?
Singapore. Yeah, I think, yeah, that's Alexander. Alexander's Singapore, right? All right. Yeah, that's Singapore. Oh, you Netherlands, too.
Thank you.
I think he was Netherlands. I got to wait till the transmission goes through, you know what I'm saying? It takes a couple of minutes, people, you know, that delayed process. Like, hello. Oh, yeah, the fucked up country. Yeah, Singapore. That's right. Can't you spit? You know what I'm saying? Can't fucking public. What kind of shit is that? What kind of country? You know what I'm saying? Won't let you fucking pump. Boy, I tell you, I don't know what this world coming to. I don't know what this world coming to. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry. I forgot what country I was in. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Forgot what I was in. All right. I got to give y'all 11 words that y'all must know in Japan. I'll tell y'all what. That's something for that. Bam! Order that. Your motherfuckers, order that. You know what I'm saying? Order your ass back on. Press 1, goddammit, if you want to get back on the show. Yeah, that's the menu. Goddamn motherfuckers.
You
know what I'm doing? What? Press 1, goddammit, when
your ass
up. Alright, we're on cover fair. Takushi Ruki. I think that's what it was. Oh, yeah, one of them. Takayoki. Takayoki. That's the first one.
Takayoki.
We're gonna review all these two goddamn. Takayoki. T-A-K-U-S-H-I. Y-O-U-A-I-N. Takayoki. That means fair. You gotta get the fair, you know what I'm saying? Alright, that's fair, you're fair. Alright, moving on. Alright, you gotta make sure you have your motherfucking luggage with you. You know what I'm saying? That's your goddamn, Nimotsu.
How's the light
making around 1:30? Nimotsu. Alright, we're gonna move on.
I'm not sure, man.
And then I'm going to let y'all know. Meta. Meta.
Meta.
It's a meter, goddammit.
Meta. Meta.
Meta. That's like, you know, the meter on top of the thing, you know what I'm saying? Meta. Meta. I don't know if you want to drag it out like that, but yeah. Meta. Okay. Mother, all this shit sound like me. You know what I'm saying? Just faking Japanese and shit. All right, receipt, people, because this is what I would have said anyways. Receito.
Receito. Receito.
R-E-S-H-I-T-O. Receito. Receito. Can I have a receito? That sounds out to me anyway. Rashido. Man, this shit don't, this can't be possible. Just guess what that is.
Suitcase.
A fucking suitcase, people. Come on now. Suitcase. You just gonna chop the shit. You know, man, what the fuck is that? I wonder if I can get away with that in Japan. Just walk around making sounds. Motherfuckers looking at you like, we understand. Bitch, I don't understand what I'm saying. Damn, that guy's cool. He's saying all the good stuff. Yeah, all right.
Suitcase.
S-U-T-S-U-K-E-S-U.
suitcase you. Suitcase you. Look at you. Motherfucker, did we just talk?
Tuxi.
I mean, is this Japanese? Just sound like Japanese Americans. Shit. Oh, man, it sounds like Japanese people around here in Florida and shit. Oh, man. And I'm out of weed. Shit. T-A-K-U-S-H-I. Takshi. Takshi. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people. I guess you gotta love their language. Oh, yeah.
Tuxi.
Tuxi. This is a little different. Tuxi Untensho.
Tuxi Untensho.
That would be the taxi driver. Taxi driver is the
taxi
untensho. Taxi untensho. Taxi untensho. Taxi untensho. I do sound like a black Japanese, no? I sound like a black Jap. Black Jap. Oh.
Japanese breath.
Black Jap. I look like a Wesley Snipes version of a Japanese man. And we're moving on. Cuckoo, what the hell? Kumadog? I said Kumadog.
Cuckoo, made.
To the airport.
Cuckoo, made.
Cuckoo, made. Side note, when Japanese words are written in the Roman alphabet, long vowels may be indicated either by a single vowel with a mark called a makron, A with a little line over top, E with a line, I with a line, O with a line, and U with an O. Or by two vowels in a row, A, A, E, 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 I, O, 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 U, O, O. And say that five times and you'll be a better person. Yeah. All right. Kuku made to the airport. K-U-U-K-O-U space M-A-D-E. Kuku made. Alright. Three more and then we get in review. To the center of the earth. To the center.
中心まで.
That shit ain't so hard. 中心まで. 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 All they gotta do is, yeah, squint your eyes up. Squint your face up and you talk Japanese. You know what I'm saying? God, this black guy is racist. Oh. Doesn't that sound funny? Yeah. God, I love all cultures, people. That's why we're trying to learn master your language. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Get closer to you. Singapore, we're coming after you next. Don't worry. Alright. C-H-U-U-S-H-I-N space M-A-D-E. Chushu made. Chushu made. Chushu. Chushu made. Chushu made. Oh, sorry. Here, wait. To the station. Ike made. Ike made. E-K-I space M-A-D-E. Ike. Ike made.
Ekimade.
Ekimade. Ekimade. Ekimade. Okay. Get that out. To the station. All right. And the easiest one of them all.
Kono jūsho made.
Kono jūsho made. Kono jūsho made. Kono jūsho made. through this address. That's what you tell them. Damn it. Oh no, Joshua, my dad. Let me through this address, bitches. Oh no, Joshua, my dad, bitches. Oh, beach. Oh no, Joshua, my dad, beach. Yeah. There you go.
Kono
Jusho, my dad. Kono Jusho, my dad. Beach. Kono, K-O-N-O, Jusho, J-U-U-S-H-O, my dad, M-A-D-E. My dad, me, Kono Jusho, my dad. And that is Japanese. Yeah. All right. Come right back after a few messages. We shall continue on. You know what I'm saying.
The night is my night. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday,
because it's time for another news, goddammit.
It's when everything is running fly. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
That's real. Not really real, but it's real. Because
it is a good day to die.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail, nigga, well, I'm so fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Business in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood. Right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, tap bitch.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all this.
activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a babe who smokes unfiltered. Lucky.
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boom.
It's my friend.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
All righty, there we go. Goddamn, let's get on into it. Got to get our goddamn real advertisements out the way. All these goddamn paid shits, you know what I'm saying? And get that one out of the way. Let's see if these Muda niggas want to come
back.
Oh, they're going to hang up on me. I'll call your ass back.
Timmy!
Goddamn it. I'm going to hang up on my show. I'll be a motherfucking beamed off. I'll call your ass back. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Anyways, people, what I just played was not real, but what I'm going to tell you is real because this is the Nutty News. Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Because we starting over here in New York, goddammit. Are we raising a generation of nincompoops? You know, until today, I never knew how to spell nincompoops. But, yeah, I feel dumber for now knowing how to spell nincompoops. Alrighty. Second graders who can't tie shoes or zip jackets. Four-year-olds in pull-up diapers. Five-year-olds in strollers. Teens and preteens befuddled by can openers and ice cube trays. College kids who've never done laundry, taking a bus alone, or undressed an envelope. Wow. Are we raising a generation of nincompoops? And do we have only ourselves to blame? Or are some of these things simply the result of kids growing up with push-button technology in an era when mechanical devices are gradually being replaced by electronics? Well, if you want to read more, hey, go to NuttyNewsToday.com and click on Are We Raising a Generation of Nincompoops? And read more. But, hey, I know we are, so I don't need to read that. Oh, keep it moving. In Georgia, death row inmate attempts suicide, is saved, then executed. That's what I'm talking about. I'm bitching. I would have revived his ass, too. I'm trying to cheat death. Now, well, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. A Georgia prisoner who tried to kill himself last week by slashing his arms and throat with a razor blade was executed for the 1998 murders of a trucking company owner and his two children. Brandon Rowe was convicted in 2000 of the killings of Stephen Moss, 37, his 11-year-old son, Brian, and 15-year-old daughter, Kristen, during a burglary. Rode had initially been scheduled to be put to death on September 21st, but the Georgia Supreme Court postponed the execution after Rode was rushed to the hospital that day following a suicide attempt. Ah, man. I'm sorry, people. You know, that's... that's funny. You know what I'm saying? To Rude.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, that is such a word. Wow. Get somebody from Singapore to break that down, people. Shows you how advanced Americans are. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In New Jersey, another Ramsay TV chef suicide. I didn't know there was a first one, but okay. A New Jersey restaurateur once featured on Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares and told by the TV chef that his debt-ridden eatery was about to swim down the Hudson was eerily found floating in the river after jumping off the Washington Bridge. Joseph Cernaglia, the 39-year-old owner of Campania in Fairlawn, is the second chef to commit suicide after appearing on one of Ramsay's high heat reality cooking series. And the guy looks like the devil. All right, that's what the weed does to you, people.
Tonight!
Welcome, my jungle friends.
What's up?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Doesn't that guy deserve an award?
Who that was, huh?
You better smoke some more, Smelly, so I can understand you more.
That's Japanese for who what? Who the wata?
Who the wata?
Who the wata? Who the wata say? Oh. I read everything in Japanese today. We read everything in Japanese.
I love you long time, baby.
Yeah. For what? What they get? The taps? What you want me to give them the taps? What they get in war for? They
for,
for
jumping off.
Asses on the goddamn chef show. Shit, if you scared of nightmares. Shit. Well, yeah, I guess they do scared. Shit. What kind of shit is that? Are you scared to go on a reality show?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
But then, I'll also have...
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
Oh. My man. Congratulations. You're no longer the winner. I wonder what he wins on his little show if you survive. You know what I'm saying? I guess you got to survive the no. Damn, boy, anybody want kids? Because apparently motherfuckers don't want their kids today, man. I don't know what the fuck going on. In Houston, the mom starves baby and serves 7 months of a 20-year sentence.
Wow.
Damn. Sounds like some Paris Hilton type of shit. Oh,
that's crazy. Oh, some yeah. Lindsay Lohan stuff.
Nah, they finally went on ahead and put that dumb bitch in jail again. But yeah, that's the Lindsay shit.
But she got out like 12 hours later. Did they put her back in?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really follow that. But
drama.
It's all over the darn internet. How can you not miss?
No drama in the goddamn Lifetime channel, man. Shit. Alright. Mother sentenced to 20 years in prison for starving her weeks-old son to death has been released from prison after serving just 7 months. Jolene Valencia was free due to good behavior and state parole guidelines.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
A child's life is only worth that much. That's crazy.
Damn. Sal Castillo died at 8 weeks old. His father, Adrian Castillo, who faces neglect charges, remains at large. The couple's three other children are in the custody of Child Protective Services after a judge terminated their parental rights. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't you a bitch?
Excuse me.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Oh,
yeah, she's worse than that.
Yeah, I thought I had another one. Oh, let's see.
www.blowme.com.
Yeah.
You're pretty good. Not.
Oh yeah, that did suck. There you go, lady.
Shut up, dummy.
No.
Yeah. There's nothing that's gonna get her.
Yeah, I mean,
if you own a home that is mobile and 14 cars that aren't, you might be a redneck.
Oh, right. Anyways, people, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
You know? Man.
Actually, right. She's not even worthy of an award.
Well, I can't take them back now. Goddamn!
Try, Smelly. Try. Rewind button. Just get the gun out and shoot it. That's all you need to do.
Huh?
Get the gun out. Just get the gun out.
Women are so violent these days.
Shoot her, man.
Women these days, I tell you, you know? Gee, I want you to just let the things rest, you know? There you go.
That's better.
So violent.
I can live with that.
Just love. We just need love. All right.
That was love. That was giving us love.
Who wants that love? Oh, never mind. Shouts out to Florida UFOs in the building.
Hey, Jamie.
Fill us in on your new show information if you or your new home. You know what I'm saying? Get some good promo over there. You know how I do. On Mirror, people, we are going to be simulcasting pretty soon. We got this Team Viewer linked up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be checking us out. Coming soon to Paranormal Network, man. We'll tear that son of a bitch up. You know what I'm saying? Get all UFO-ly on you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a new word. I said it. UFO-ly. Shit. Right. In Florida, federal prosecutors arrested after swimming in his boxers. Who doesn't do that? Oh. That's how we get down here, people. You know what I'm saying? But it's weird now. Old people can go to the beach with Speedos on and not get arrested. But then, you know, they get mad at him for being in some boxers. Right. All right. A Miami federal prosecutor was arrested at a local bar after a young girl and her mother accused him of being indecent when he went swimming in his boxers at the establishment's pool. Overlooked the Miami River in downtown. Sean Croden, 35, was charged with two misdemeanors, lewd and lascivious exhibition and nonviolent obstruction of justice. Croden was watching the New England Patriots game on the big screen TV at the outdoor bar, decided to go swimming in his boxer shorts. The girl and her mother were at the pool. Right. I don't see how that's bad, but hey.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Well, at least to get arrested on your day off. yeah, don't forget to check out MySpace.com, PartyZone 3929. You know what I'm saying? That's DJ Party Time, MySpace out there, contact information links and all that kind of other shit. Who is this boyo? She looks like a boyo for real. You might know what a boyo is.
No idea.
Well, she's from the UK, so I'm pretty sure you know her. Suzanne Boyle.
Suzanne Boyle, yeah.
She's stalked again. Who in the hell would stalk this lady? I mean, come on, B. That has got to be a joke in itself. She should be a comedian versus a singer. But, yeah. Scottish singer Suzanne Boyle is being stalked by a fan who has somehow got her phone number. And is constantly calling her. The singer has been hounded by the man. I'm sure it's a man. Alright. Who claims to be a relative, and now her family is terrified something serious is going to happen. He is calling Suzanne and pretending to be me. Or other relatives. Well, who the fuck is me? Yeah,
right.
Man, what the fuck kind of statement is that? Like, who the fuck is me?
Well,
who the fuck is
you?
He is calling. Is he calling and talking about, hey, Suzanne, this is Suzanne. Yeah, what the fuck is that? What, people rise with crazy. Jesus. If you're going to quote some motherfucker by it, you know what I'm saying? Quote a family member that said shit. You know that Uncle Buck says, well, he is calling Suzanne and pretending to be me or other relatives. That makes sense. Jesus. Well, this isn't nothing new, so hey, I give it to you blood raw. I give it to you blood raw. I want to get her ass in the war for lying, though, because bitch, you know you lying like a motherfucker. I was like, goddamn stalking you.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating inbred.
But she only gets a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, give her the full Monty. Oh, man, here we go. In South Bend. Yeah, where people don't bend over. But in the South, I guess. Yeah. The two-year-old did not want to leave store, so mom leaves her. Fucking right. What else you supposed to do? Shit. Got other shit to do. Got time for y'all motherfucking kids. Didn't George Carlin just say, fuck the kids? Fuck the kids. Shit. Fuck the kids. That's what I'm talking about. On that campaign, I'm going to make me some t-shirts. F the kids campaign. Anybody with me? Y'all with me? That's what I'm talking about. Oh. A 20-year-old woman was arrested after a 22... she had a 22-year-old child. Right. A 20-year-old had a 22-year-old child and was arrested. Okay. 20-year-old woman was arrested after her 2-year-old daughter was found alone at a supermarket because, you're not paying me to give you your name, dude. You know what I'm saying? Send me some dividends, and I'll put your name in there. Pins, supermarket, you know what I'm saying? Pay me for the other 3 letters. That's what you knew. Yeah. Pins, supermarket. Oh, sorry. The child was found wandering outside the store about 8:30 p.m. A short time later, the girl's grandmother came to the store looking for the child. The 20-year-old mother said she left the child at the store after she refused to leave the store with her. Oh, man. And, yeah. Right. You guys don't think this is going to happen, because pretty soon, this is how it's going.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth?
No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right. Babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Right.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Late breaking news from the bridge. An update says it was her brother who was saying those things. Wow. Suzanne Boyle was stalked by her brother, who probably, yeah, would have done some shit like that. Anyway. But getting back to the two-year-old, thank you for that late-breaking update there. Put them hammers on. I had to put them hammers on.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, man. You know what that makes you
all
feel
like?
All eyes
on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat your ass like a runaway slave.
Oh.
Start the music.
Oh, no. I didn't mean a runaway slave. My bad, people. You know, there might be some of you guys out there still suffering from flashbacks from way back. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now.
America.
You hear me talking, nigga? You... in
America. Ah, oh, man, that's the most racist shit I ever fucking heard, but the funniest fucking shit I've ever heard, man. America. Oh, man. You gotta love sound bites, people. You gotta love roots, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to... Goddamn, what that dude's name was. Who's the writer of Roots? Who's the writer? Who's all the Roots?
I have no idea. I don't
I got
even
five
know
virtual bucks right now. You got 5 seconds. Oh, man. Oh, I got Wheel of Fortune. Come on, Wheel of Fortune. We're going to play a game. Nah. All right, and to keep it moving. Man is accused of taking pictures under women's skirts. Oh, yeah. Idaho. Yeah, that's what a woman told me one time. Idaho, I know you is, girl. Oh, my bad. You know. One man is in jail after police say he tried to take pictures under women's skirts. Mario Esquivel Jimenez, with a long-ass name, 40 years old, is charged with video voyeurism. And that's a felony. And definitely a laugh when you go to prison, because they will be laughing at your ass. Like, yeah, okay, going to jail for that, all right. According to officers, he was trying to take pictures at the Walmart on Overland. At least two women confronted him and then got store managers involved. And apparently he was in a wheelchair because if you couldn't run, what the f*** was wrong with you? She ran with the goddamn film, dumbass. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry. Forgive me. Here you go, brother.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, I don't know, man. Why are you taking a picture of that, though? If y'all see what I'm looking at, yeah, that's, okay, anyway. Not gonna go there because I won't be giving myself an award. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get on back into it. Move out of the way, boy. Get your punk ass out of the way. Fuck out. All right.
Timmy!
Get your ass out of the way, boy. Goddamn, wheelchair all fucking in the house. Shit, tripping over it. Shit. Women's, people, Timmy has started drinking, so excuse him. Yeah, I know. Handicapped people in wheelchairs should not drink, Don't ask me why. Shit. Everybody should get drunk, but, you know. You always looking on windows. I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? At least you put some alcohol on it. Hey. Bam. Clean the windows with alcohol. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. Oh. Fuck. <Let's see. laughs> In Detroit, workers caught drinking on lunch break are fired. I don't know why, because I'll hire you. Shit. doing my job. You know what I'm saying? Smoking right now. Shit, fucking. Somebody pass me a beer. 13 plant workers at the Chrysler Jefferson North Assembly Plant in Detroit have lost their jobs after a video showing some of them drinking during their lunch break was aired on the Detroit Fox affiliate. It has been determined that 13 employees, just that number 13, engaged in behavior that violated the company's standards of conduct. And these 13 employees were discharged today, the company said in a written letter. Yeah, nothing like getting drunk on the job, people. That's the good shit there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. But,
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Some people. You know, I used to drink on the job, though. You know what I'm saying? I used to work for Verizon, so I was one of the motherfuckers that y'all used to call. And, I'd be cussing your ass out after, you know what I'm saying, you call in with some old stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you guys charging me for my bill? Motherfucker, because I need to get paid, and they don't charge you, I can't get paid. So, is that it? Alright. That's what that's all. You know what I'm saying? Drinking on the job is fun. I encourage you. Just, not as a school teacher. You know what I'm saying? Don't get no drunk school teacher. Right. Anyway.
Hey, this is in back.
Yeah, they're already doing that sober. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In Germany, man shuts down nightclub after urinating on light socket. He must have been pissed off. Did that go? A German man short-circuited a nightclub after he dropped his pants in the middle of a packed house and urinated on a plug socket. Bouncers at Munich's Americanos Club were unable to explain Gunther Hartz's bizarre behavior that forced the club to throw out all patrons and close down the club for the night.
I can explain it. He's a man.
Yeah, I'm a man, baby. I'm a man. I'll whip it out. Wow. On the dance floor. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da. Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, all the women running around. Feeling good. Feeling good. And, yeah, that's a congratulations to you there, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Can you dig it?
Oh.
Can you dig it?
Huh?
Can you dig it?
Y'all know I'm lying.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
It would not be fun. What the hell is ATM? Why everybody keep going to the ATM?
At the moment.
Oh. I ought to give you something. Y'all fall into that every day. Jesus, people. Jesus.
Sheep lying, no good.
It slipped. Right. Anyways. I'm going to give you an award there, Alexander, for doubly typing that in. Right. Dun-dun-dun. Aliens have deactivated British and U.S. nuclear missiles. This is late-breaking news from U.S. and Planetary Nutballs of America Coalition for, if you believe this shit, you are crazy than a motherfucker, incorporation. Yeah. USA, United States of assholes. I mean, hey, Americans. Yeah. Aliens have landed, infiltrated British nuclear missile sites, and deactivated the weapons, according to U.S. military pilots. One of the men, Captain Robert Salas, said the U.S. Air Force is lying about about the national security implications of unidentified aerial objects at nuclear bases. He said he, what the, he said, what the, I got the call and that news up, man. Y'all need to shoot this goddamn editor, man. Whoever the fuck this staff member is, he's his ass whooped. He said. Yeah, I'm reading it just like he fucking wrote it. He said he witnessed. What the? What? Anyway, such an event firsthand, I was on duty when an object came over and hovered directly over the site. The missile shut down, 10-minute men missiles. And the same thing happened at another site a week later. Believe me now, people. Huh? Goddamn right. They're coming to shut down our defenses. Like, that shit would have did any motherfucking thing else anyways, but yeah, all right. Yeah, shoot a rocket. That shit going fucking speed of light. Yeah. Shoot a rocket at it. It'll do nothing. Still at the United States of assholes. Advertising in schools to raise funds in budget crisis. They've been doing that. School lockers used to be just places for students to store their books and personal belongings, but more and more, those dingy, banged-up rows of metal lockers along with entire walls and other school property are being turned into massive billboards, revenue generators designed to help school districts close their budget gaps. The ads range from local businesses' pitches on school buses to lunch tables adorned with images of Welch's grape jelly to wraparound ads that sprawl a full row of lockers and encourage kids to watch Nickelodeon. Right. Poison their mind one day at a time. Oh, yeah. Right. In Iowa, man is human billboard for defunct rock radio station. Okay. The Iowa man, 48, was arrested by Davenport cops on a warrant for failing to appear in court. Winkleman became a human billboard for the radio station KORB in late 2000 after a disc jockey offered listeners a six-figure payout if they tattooed the FM station's call letters and logo on their forehead. Okay. The Winkleman and his stepson, Richard Goddard, went to a local tattoo parlor and each emerged with forehead ink promoting 93 Rock, the Quad City Rocker. Of course, when the men came calling for the cash, station brass explained that the offer was a practical joke. Just back in radio. Oh, hell no, man. If y'all motherfuckers didn't get punked, I don't know what the fuck happened.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Hell to the no. Oh, man, that is too crazy.
Wow.
That is too fucking crazy. You are the only weird guy.
Hey, you got a full house here.
Oh, man. Yeah, hey, man, let me give a shout-out to everybody, man. Let's go ahead and give a run now, man. And welcome to the Nutty News Hour. You know what I'm saying? Live right here on Record the Game Radio. Starting at the top all the way over in Singapore, we got Alexander, Mr. 84. Welcome. Brilliant. Yeah, okay. Well, you don't get a shout-out because you fucking left. Anyway. Dane from Venice, shouts out to you. I wonder where he's from. Probably Florida. Oh. Then we got Easy Rider, representing Pennsylvania. Shouts out to you. Mr. Evil Jack, representing Miami, down in Florida. Goddamn, all these fucking Floridians. Shit, that's why it's so hot.
Yeah, Florida's in the house.
It's fucking hot, man, because you goddamn Floridians. Shit. Florida UFOs is up in the building. Mr. Goopy, oh! San Jose, California, that's why we couldn't breathe, because it's goddamn small. Yeah. Heavenly Angel, representing Seattle, Washington. And, of course, Mr. Sayonat. You know what I'm saying? Representing the Netherlands. And Regular Game Entertainment Zone, you know what I'm saying? DJ Party Time.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time, man, with my boy DJ Snuffle. We giving special shout out to my boy Jim Ham, Young Dread. Giving special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Spashes, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good will be doing big and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Jook City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith. Big and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, holler at your boy, we out of here.
Yeah, y'all see how we do that, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Evil Jack the Jackal's Head. You know what I'm saying? Only on the Paranormal Network. Man, I guess I got to do something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving a six-figure payout to anybody who, yeah, y'all going to get motherfucking six pennies, goddammit. That's the payout. I told you, six figures, motherfucker. What the fuck did you figure? How many zeros is behind? Six pennies. Shit. There you go. Anyway. And Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to this computer lady. You know what I'm saying? Miss PC. Executions held up by, shortage of drugs. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Kids die every day from snuffs and inhaling shit from underneath of the counter. But y'all got a problem. Motherfucker find a drug to kill a motherfucker. Right. Some executions in the U.S. have been put on hold because of a shortage of one of the drugs used in lethal injections from coast to coast. Several of the 35 states that rely on lethal injection are either scrambling to find sodium thiopental, an anesthetic that renders the condemned inmate unconscious, or considering using another drug. But both routes are strewn with legal or ethical roadblocks. Okay, I'm just going to keep moving past that one because, that didn't have no place in the goddamn news. In New York, pod hotels, the new thing. Yeah. 50
pod
square
hotel?
Feet. Oh, yeah. This is the new thing. They got the, they're putting the Japanese people on the door, people. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pod hotel, 50 square feet, bunk beds. Wow, that's cheap. $125 a night.
Oh, wow.
Y'all motherfuckers smoking crack, man. In my room, I can turn around. And that's about it. Said Kai Nuhas, 33 of Germany, with their wood paneling, velvet benches, and oriental carpets. Most of the 150 rooms occupy just 50 square feet. That's 4 square meters for my Netherlandians. And recalls boat cabins. A large mirror hangs on the wall to counter any claustrophobic feeling. And the century-old building attracts tourists the world over who, for $100 a night, $125 for bunk beds, don't fret about sleeping in close quarters. Man, y'all want to go to jail. Y'all can go and pay $20. Come on down here to Florida. I mean, we give you the same luxurious accommodations with three free square hot meals.
And it's free.
it's virtually free. It's virtually free. And that will do it, people. For your nutty news of the day. Another News of the Day, again, is brought to you by anothernewsoftheday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean around the world.
The world.
And the world. We get back into the song, and we're going to come back and do a wrap-up of Hafanez. Right now, for this message, what up?
I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. I'm that B. I got good pussy. I'm that B. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that B. I don't take shit. I'm that B.
And I couldn't cross the street. But across the street, that was the real world. What is the real world? It is a great deal different than the protected, nurtured environment that most of our children are privileged to grow up in. The real world.
Give it to me, Blood Raw, goddammit. It's the motherfucking real world.
You know, it's a pretty tough place, that one known as the real world. Cutthroat competition, dog eat dog. The motto of the street is
fast as tiny fly. But the other kid gets the appointment to the team because you're from a poor family and his dad is rich and he's got full. That's the real world. The other fellow gets the promotion. You have better skills, better aptitudes. But some way management says you're too goody-goody, you don't drink with the guys, and so you get passed over, and he's the one who gets the job.
Sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions and life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney. We'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New York, New York, 10036.
Are we back?
We all back.
Back for all we are.
Are we talking Japanese?
Yeah. How we talk Japanese? You understand, ma? Understand, if we talk like this.
Okay, you sound like a Japanese person who's been living in Jamaica for the last 10 years.
Oh, man,
right.
I'm a Jamaican Jap. Oh, man. Here we go, people. Taking it from the top. Giving it to you. Quick and easy.
Do me, baby.
Yeah,
that
sounds right. All right. Yeah. All right. First word is fair. Fair.
What?
Fair.
Fair?
Like, fair. God damn it, I ain't say repeat that one. God damn the Chinese shit, Japanese shit. But I'm saying fair. You know, like money, like you gotta pay the fare. You gotta pay the fare, you know what I mean? You gotta
fair.
Get the fair. F-A-R-E. Fair. Alright.
Tuxiyoki.
Tuxiyoki?
Tuxiyoki.
Tuxiyoki. Three times. Tuxiyoki.
Tuxiyoki.
Tuxiyoki. T-A-K-U-S-H-I-R-Y-O-U-K-I-N. Tuxiyoki.
Tuxiyoki.
Tuxiyoki. Tuxiyoki. Tuxiyoki. Tuxiyoki. Tuxiyoki. They turn around to you and say, Tuxiyoki. Tuxiyoki bitches.
Tuxiyoki bitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds
that,
like three
know,
words for one word.
Taku. Yeah, well, no, it's two words, but... Yeah, it kind of sounds like that, but it's two words for one word. Tuxi is like Tuxiyoki, whatever it is, Tuxiyoki. Tuxiyoki, two words. Moving on. Make sure you have your shit packed, you know what I'm saying? Have your luggage packed, you know what I'm saying? And then you have your...
Nimotsu.
Nimotsu. N-I-M-O-T-S-U. say motto. This is appropriate time because we got October coming up, so everybody can get into character and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And it won't seem out of place. Damn it, man! I should have did this language next month, and I could have been in my fat man suit. You know what I'm saying? It would have made sense. I'm like, oh yeah, he's in a Japanese sumo suit. Okay, Japanese, the sumo suit. Okay, yeah, it makes sense. I get it. But then I wear it next month. You speak Creole, a Japanese, the fat man in a suit speaking Creole. That don't sound right. Yeah. Right. But that's going down next month. I don't celebrate Halloween, but I do put on my suit because, damn it, when I was celebrating Halloween, shit, I bought motherfucking shit. What the else I'm going to do with it? Can't wear it at Christmas time, you know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Who ever seen a sumo wrestler at Christmas time? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sumo
you know,
wrestling
celebrate
at
Christmas,
Christmas,
so it's like, what the fuck? You got the suit on for anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Just put a red hat on it and call him Santa Claus.
Right. I am Japathon. Japa Claus. Yeah. Japa Claus. Moving on. Meta. Look at the meta. Your American mother nigga. Oh. Meta.
Meta.
Is the meter. M-E-T-A. The meta.
Meta.
Meter. Take it from the top. Party time. You still there? Spell an award.
Ding dong.
Hey, party time.
Timmy!
Oh.
That's a coincidence. I smell weed.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. You hear the dog. You hear all two.
Dog still has to go outside the woods.
Oh.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Uh-oh. 3 minutes left till blast off back home.
Sorry. Yeah. And, hurry up. All right. And to get a receipt when you leave out the taxi, they give you a receipt. You ask for a...
Recito.
I know it sounds Italian for
recito.
But it's recito.
Recito.
R-E-S-H-I-T-O. Recito. Recito. Can I get recito? Which, I say that anyway, so. You know, I mask a Japanese every day. I'll be like, can I have a recito, please? And it sounds right, you know what I mean? And they give it to me. I don't know shit. Faking the funk works for me. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have the suitcase.
Suitcases.
That's
kind of funny.
It's suitcases.
Suitcases.
Suitcases. It's like they somebody chop you in the throat. Suitcases. Just chop you. If y'all want to do that for real, you just chop yourself while you're saying it. Suitcases. There you go. Oh, that hurts, but fuck.
You stick your mouth full of food, and then you say suitcases. Suitcases.
Good. Oh, okay, you miss okay. Okay.
Okay.
S-U-T-S-U-K-E-S-U. Suitcases. Right. That's it. That's what I was saying. That's how the Japs sound down here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? They yelling for a taxi. They say,
taxi. Taxi. Taxi.
I'm like, motherfuckers, taxi. 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 Alright, fuck it. Yeah. Taxi. Fuck taxi. Taxi. T-A-K-U-S-H-I. Taxi. That's how I'm saying. Talk shit. Like, taxi. Taxi. Taxi adventure. Oh, taxi
no.
Driver. I'm in. Got carried away.
Taxi adventure.
That'll be your last one, because we got to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
And sayonara will be the last one. And congratulations to Heavenly Angel
or getting her marijuana. Yes,
for mastering the Japanese language.
Hey, thank everybody, man, all the way around the world, man, for coming through today, you know what I'm saying, enjoying the show, you know what I'm saying, being a part of some extra special type shit, you know what I'm saying, helping each other, you know what I'm saying, learning each other, man, that is the only way that we going to all get along, like Rodney Beat His Ass Up King said, you know what I'm saying, oh yeah, and to get on up out of here, this special request, of course not, because I got my own song I'm going to play. Alrighty, gotta love you for that, but hey. Much love to Heavenly Angel, starting from the top, DJ Party Time, and Mr. Sayonai.
See you tomorrow, people. Weed Day Wednesday.
Sayonara. Because we are all flavors on this show, Bobby Treacherous, take us out. Pieces to pieces.
Give a fight back to him. I'ma give it right back to me. Throw your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge. And he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't Cheryl. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, no, I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started. I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest. Reach up in here. As long as you got your priorities. I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories. All I need is three shorties. It's cool with the orgies. Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air. Come on. Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.